Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, no annual award better honors the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award. Jointly organized by the Singapore Press Holdings, SPH Financial Daily, the Business Times, and OCBC Bank. Well, 2019 marks 12 years of the awards, a celebration of the business innovation, resilience, and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Well, since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth.
Well, this afternoon, we're talking to another of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. Alan Pua is the CEO and master builder and co-founder of Alchemy Food Tech. And Verlin Goh is the, get this, chief food fighter and co-founder of Alchemy Food Tech as well. Of course, Alchemy Food Tech is on a mission to combat diabetes and is one of the 15 finalists we'll be speaking with for the next few weeks here on Primetime. So let's kick things off, guys. What progress has Alchemy Food you've made since the last time you were on Money FM last year?
Hi, team. Thanks for having us here. Since we've been here on Money FM last November, well, we've since opened a cook lab at Alchemy, which supports our industrial application projects to our customers. And we've also announced projects with guys like Gardenia, Lim Ki Pao, as well as Kang Kang Noodles to get our ingredients into their products so that people can enjoy those products without getting high blood glucose levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've also been very busy with upskilling of the back-end operations, getting our patent filing up. And we've even traveled to places like St. James's and Buckingham Palace, mm-hmm. which is where Queen Elizabeth stays, mm-hmm. to introduce our business to the delegate of international royalties and businessmen there.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Well, during this time, what challenges have you come up since and how did you handle them?
Yeah, I think we face two main forms of challenges. One is in terms of upskilling production, where we really need to vet our partners, our suppliers, conduct audits, etc. Because what we have been hearing from our customers is that they love our product, but they also want certainty that when we do roll out, we are able to supply them in the right volume. So that's one key area. I think the second key area that we are really placing a lot of our emphasis on is how do we establish the brand as well as the trust in consumers' minds. From market research projects that we've done so far, we understand that when the consumers understand what we're trying to do, they love the product, but if they don't understand, then there's a lot of distrust. So this is a key area that we're also spending a lot of time on.
All right, let's rewind back to where it all began. Can you tell us again, how did you start and why?
So the company started because my family has a very strong history of diabetes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Both my grandmothers passed away with diabetes complications. My mom has 6 siblings. 5 of them are type 2 diabetic today. And if you understand diabetes, 90% of them are type 2, which you get from food. And we understand that in Singapore, we have a war on diabetes. Many people know they're getting diabetes from food. They know that they should be eating less white rice, more brown rice, and whole grain bread, etc. But the truth of the matter is that only 8% of rice being eaten in Singapore is brown. Mm. And the main reason is because it's taste. The taste makes it really difficult for people to eat healthier, even though nobody wants to be sick. So that's why close to 4 years ago, we started this company and we decided, why don't we develop a natural blend of ingredients from plants that can be added into these foods that will slow down the blood glucose release of those foods so that you no longer get high blood glucose levels, but it doesn't change the taste and sensory aspect of the food.
So you're adding this to existing food that tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
to prevent it from causing diabetes faster.
Yes, but without changing the taste.
Which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So how have you stayed the course? I mean, it's not easy for sure, but how have you stayed the course?
How do you stay the
course? No, how have you focused on your business? And mm-hmm. I'm sure you would get skeptics along the way who will talk to you and tell you that, oh, this doesn't taste nice, etc.
So far, we have, on the contrary, not had anyone challenge the taste the moment they tried the product.
Right.
I think because it tastes so great, most of the time the skeptics come in the form of, does this really work?
Mm.
And in order to prove that this works, what we have done is to have conducted 3 rounds of human clinical studies, twice in Australia and also once in Singapore in NUH.
But tell us what makes you stand out from the other platforms and products on the market.
I think the key difference that our company makes is that it doesn't make a difference to the food, like in terms of the taste, the texture of the foods. We really pay attention to these details because we realize how habitual people are. Mm-hmm. They really like to eat what they like to eat, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of looking at how we can, you know, modify people's behavior, we actually emphasize on food science and technology and biochemistry and look at how we can use sciences to improve the food and yet at the same time give people the taste that they want.
So, but currently what Alchemy Food is doing is on the industrial scale, right? It's not something that we can use at home and add to our white rice.
So when I first thought about like the way to actually incorporate ingredients into food, we did think about, you know, whether or not we want to like have our own products, like basically, you know, only sell our ingredients and sell it directly to end consumers. But we realized that, at least in Singapore's case, people are very brand loyal. Like they like to buy, you know, the foods that they have are usually buying. Right?
Comfortable.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like my family has been eating the same rice brand since forever, you know, and I'm pretty sure that many people experience the same thing at home. So instead of, you know, coming up with our own brand of products, we felt that being a technology enabler and working closely with food manufacturers to bring our technology to the foods that you already love would be much more beneficial to consumers because for them, it's a minimal change to their lifestyle. They can literally go to the supermarkets, buy the same brands that they already love, but maybe just like a healthier version of the brand, right? So we felt that in terms of the business model, this is also like a win-win situation. We can do much more with partnerships rather than competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you guys are being nominated for these awards, all right? The Emerging Enterprise Awards. Tell us the experience so far and is there anything that you have learned in this process?
I think the process so far has been incredibly fun and very humbling because it's been amazing to meet all the other nominees and I think each and every one of them is a champion in their own right in their own industry. I think one thing that we have noticed is that over the years, the age of the entrepreneurs that get shortlisted tends to get younger and younger.
I was just about to say they're all younger and younger.
I know I look 18, right?
Maybe like a 22, yeah.
Yeah, and I also realized that a lot of us might be from different verticals, but we place a lot of emphasis on things like data. And for ourselves, we are definitely collecting a lot of data in terms of food applications into industrial products.
What do you say would be the most challenging in the process of this competition and your biggest takeaway from it so far?
I think the most challenging part for me, at least, was probably the finals judging because the judges asked some really important and tough questions. These are questions that we ask ourselves all the time too, and some of them are really long-term questions which we are also still uncovering. But it's really a reminder of our task ahead. I think it's important for us to really understand our space. It's not just our immediate competitors. I think in today's market, a lot of times what we define as a vertical is changing every day. So in our case, I think we are converging food tech, food technology, biotechnology, as well as med technology. So all of a sudden, even guys in pharmaceutical trade, they become somewhat relevant in our landscape.
Sure.
So I think this is a major takeaway.
Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned a lot about staying focused just now, about staying in line with your products and obviously catering to the needs of the market. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs to kind of stay focused? I mean, we know that it's not easy, but sometimes you get distracted. You may want to hit the short-term goals versus your long-term goals that you've set for yourself?
I think for us, it's really always, you know, thinking back on why we started the company, like basically our passion, our mission, and the reason why we started Alchemy Food Tech was really to use food innovation to help with chronic disease management and prevention. So every time when we think about an innovation, a business model, the strategy of the company, etc., we really think about this, you know, initial passion, initial motivation that we have. And I think that kind of like pulls us back on track to make sure that we are always doing what we want to do and what our company stands for.
A very important question is how you're preparing for, well, the economic slowdown that's expected to come.
I think the comfort of coming from a food industry is that good times or bad, you got to eat.
Yeah. And eating healthy is even better, right?
Because I heard many versions of that answer. So, but it's a good, it's well answered.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And, you know, chronic disease will unfortunately not go away, mm-hmm. especially with affluent countries. Mm-hmm. The more affluent a person becomes, there's actually a higher risk of getting chronic diseases because you eat so
richer food.
Yes, yes. Right? Exactly. So I guess in that sense, it is very sustainable for us.
Okay. That was good to hear that. Okay, once again, we wish you all the very best in this competition, and we hope that we'll see you guys as one of the big winners in this competition. Alan Pua, of course, is a CEO and a master builder and co-founder of Alchemy Food Tech. And Valin Go is a chief food fighter, the CFF over there.
I like that title very much, Valin. Chief food fighter.
And a co-founder as well. Of course, the Alchemy Food Tech is one of the finalists of the Emerging Enterprise Award. This is jointly organized by the Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, the Business Times, and OCBC Bank. And this award supports the bold ambitions of young businesses, and it recognizes their achievements and also offers them networking opportunities and needed resources to continue growing. Thank you very much. Good luck once again.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.